interdependence of bhakti and jnana. In the study of yoga and Vedanta philosophy, spiritual aspirants often tend to become specialized in their practice. That is, either they become jnanis, which means they use only intellect, look down upon any emotional sentiment directed to God. Somehow it occurs to the mind, it is a blasphemy. And then, on the other hand, a bhakta, one who has developed an emotional sentiment towards God and chosen that path of devotion, looks down upon a jnani who is just dry intellectual, knows lots of mathematics but no music. And both are committing a great error. Because Brahman, the Absolute, is described as Ananda. Ananda is bliss. And bliss is captured by both the intellect and the heart.